broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Last Tuesday in the month of February. Last week in the month of February. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything out there of interest you would like to talk about from hour number one, or going on right now. There's always something to talk about. That's the motto of this show. There's always something to talk about. Don't be shy. Call on in. 740-751-4038. You know, during the break there, I could hear the birds chirping outside. That is so nice to hear, and hopefully means spring is right around the corner, which 20-something days now. We've got leap day this week. So 21, 24, 5 days till spring? Doesn't sound too bad to me. I was talking about, interestingly enough, talking about cults in the first hour here this morning. And that's kind of a down subject. I don't even know if it's a down subject, to be honest. I don't, you know, if you're in a cult and you like your cult, go ahead. I don't want to judge people who are in cults. If you're in a cult and you like your cult, go right ahead. If we can't good cults, what's the purpose? You know, I have no idea what I'm saying this morning, apparently. Anyway, to move on from that particular subject, something has also been of interest to me this morning. And, you know, you excuse me some mornings when I get into this subject matter, but I think I've said this before. When I was in college, I was an education major, but anytime I had an elective, I always took something in psychology or sociology or theology. Theology was wrong. Because I'm fascinated by why people do what they do. I'm just fascinated by it. Now, maybe that's why I'm fascinated by the cult thing. I had said yesterday that a lot of celebrity people had called in on Friday. Sam Donaldson, Sally Jesse Raphael, Mary Ellen Withrow. Who else called in on Friday? Dick Cavett and Cousin Brucey. And they all said very nice things, and I thanked them profusely. And then I talked about getting a message from Phil Donahue on Saturday, and I thank him for doing that. And as I had said before, Phil Donahue has invited me over to his home. I've had a very lucky life. But these are celebrity friends. Some are closer than others. Some you actually do have relationships with. But most are just call-ins and people who say nice things. Now, those are that type of friend. Now, and by the way, I got a nice message from Dick Cavett yesterday I wanted to share. Because, again, the message this week is, because of the Mary Ellen events, even in Marion, Ohio, you can do anything you want. Dick Cavett sent me a nice message yesterday saying he always likes talking to me, call anytime, and if I'm ever in the area, make sure I stop by and visit. Now think about that. Dick Cavett's inviting you over to visit. I mean, it's not for an interview, I don't think. Stop by and visit. You know, I think I'll be headed to New York because I do need to stop by and visit Phil Donahue again. And now that I'm invited over to Dick Cavett's, I need to do that. In any event, Carrington really wants to go to New York. I don't know why. Maybe we'll talk about this on Friday night if somebody reminds me. But wouldn't it be fun to go to New York and have fun, but also, you know, go over to Dick Cavett's or go up to Phil Donahue's, you know, do those sort of things. Be a fun trip. Anyway, that's not where I'm going with this. It ran through my mind there that Dick Cavett had sent that message yesterday, and I just wanted to thank him for sending that. Now, so we have friends in life, and that's all very good. But have you ever noticed, now maybe I'm the only one, But have you ever noticed there are just certain friends who you really get? I mean, they're not even really your best friends, maybe. Maybe not even the friends you see the most often. Maybe not the friends you've had the longest in life. But and you know, you're certainly not in any kind of relationship with them. But they just get you, you get them, you have the same type of humor, and a lot of times you don't even agree on everything. You just have that thing where you can read them, you know how they feel, you just totally get them. Now, I think I have, this is like calling somebody an icon. You know, I don't think that's a whole lot of people. I think that's a rather small list. But do you think you have friends like that? Do you think there's a difference between a best friend, a regular friend, friends you've known a long time, but then friends who just really are on the same wavelength that you are for whatever reason? I don't know. I think there's a difference. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think there are friends that you just have a little, I don't know if it's you're of the same mind. I don't even know if it's that, because I'm not even sure that you agree on everything. I think it's just more of the idea that for some reason you have something that connects. Maybe this is how you end up in a cult. You connect with those cult people. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 if you have any thoughts on that. Now, I do want to mention, Pastor Craig's going to be filling in for me on Friday from 8 to 10. I should be in at 10 because the event that morning with Mary Ellen should be over by that point. I don't know if Mary Ellen's going to come in that afternoon. She might. I know Carrington and Matt will be there. And I want to say something about that as well. I think I've said this before, and I kid them all the time, so I have to be a little more serious on this show. I am so excited to take them to these events and have them speak in front of these big groups, because they are good kids, and they are going to be big successes, and I'm so glad that I'm able to get them out in front of the big groups, because they're just going to do great. And I really think this is the first opportunity that any of them have had a chance to speak at formal events like this, and certainly in front of big groups like this. So I really am excited about this two-day period for that as well. And honoring my friend Mary Ellen, I love Mary Ellen. I just can't tell you how nice a person she's been to me over the years. I don't care about Republican or Democrat or whatever, you know. But Mary Ellen is just a nice person. She swept my garage. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with who you vote for. And you know something? The last few days, going over some paperwork and scrapbooks about the time when she was in office, you really remember what this woman did. I mean, it was a big, big deal. Capital B, capital I, capital G. Deal what she did for Marion, Ohio. And I guess maybe since it's been 30 years, you know what, time passes and we forget what she did. Matt and Carrington were both born after she left office. I mean, this is how long it's been now. But boy, she did a lot. And I'm so glad this honoring is going on this week, because she is a classy lady. You know, I've had the opportunity to know a lot of very well-known Marion people and a lot of very well-known people in general. I will tell you this. Mary Ellen Withrow has been nicer to me than, I don't know. The relationship there is just different. Mary Ellen, like I said, has come to cookouts at my house many, many times. Mary Ellen and I have taken trips for dinner with other people to eat pizza and things of that nature. She's always come when I've asked her to be a guest. She's come on very short notice sometimes. She just is she's just been so good to me. Got in the groundhog suit, for goodness sake. I just can't say enough about this person. And I don't know that there was ever another work relationship that has ever been as good as the one that I've had with Mary Ellen, or lasted as long as the one I've had with Mary Ellen. So I just can't tell you how happy I am that she's getting this honor at this time in her life. She deserves it. And I was doing a count here. In the course of this two-day period, she's going to be up in front. Well, let me try. I'll try to count it up for you right here. She's going to be up in front of, let's see here. I'm going to say on Thursday, she'll probably be up in front of about 700 people. On Friday, would take it up to about 1,700. Then we're about 2,200. So about 2,500 people over the course of 2 days, she's going to be in front of in Marion, Ohio. Now, that might be small. That might be me going low, 2,500 people. And young people, the majority young people, students, 2,500 of them in 2 days. I can't say enough about this two-day period that's coming up. It's going to be great. Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And if you want some free food, good food, and you want some free drink, and you want to get your picture taken with Mary Ellen or get an autograph, come out to Kingston, 3:30 on Friday afternoon. It's handicap accessible. Come out. It's once in a lifetime. Get your picture taken. Get an autograph. It's not going to come around again. Let me tell you, something like this is not going to come around again. So take part in it. It's going to be history. There is no doubt about it. Okay. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. So the topics this morning are friends that just get you and you get. Do you have those? Or maybe they're not even friends in your life. Maybe there's something else. If you want to say something about the Mary Ellen events, feel free. We talked earlier about married couples who die within days of each other. That just happened with Jessica Hauser's grandparents. And we're sad to hear about that. But it's kind of nice in a way that they went together. There's something about that. Let's see. Cults. We can talk about cults again. Cults are fascinating. It's an interesting topic. The Women's Club dance coming up. Also another thing with the Women's Club dance. You see a lot of people you know, because that's one of those social events that a lot of people go to. A lot of people go to these social events just to be seen. I'm not saying that's what's going on at the Women's Club, but a lot of people do that. And I'm just not one of those people. I don't really go to events just so people can see me at the events, because obviously I'm not going to be doing anything at this event. But I just, you know what it is? It's that I don't know. Maybe it's that sort of thing. I don't know what appeal it would. I'm glad they do what they do, and I'm sure it's appealing to a lot of people, and we'll see how it goes. But I think what they're doing is great. So I don't know. Maybe it's my social phobia or something. Maybe I have a social phobia kicking in all of a sudden. To go to an event like this. I don't think it's social phobia, though. I don't know. It's just a different kind of event, I think. You know, I was never all that much into dances in high school either. They were fine. You know, I didn't dislike them. I thought people put a lot of work and effort into them. But dancing, you know, does anybody really want to see me dance? Because I do think at this event people do some dancing. I know that it's a dance competition. But I do think they get the audience involved in dancing in some sort of way. I don't know. I support the event. I think it's great. But we'll see how that all shakes out in the end. Again, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. Topics this morning. You know, there's no topic list like the list we have on this show. Friends that just get you. Cults. people who die close to each other. Who are married for a long time, big events surrounding Mary Ellen Withrow's 30th anniversary of being sworn into office this coming weekend. I'll tell you, It's quite a list this morning of topics. And my Studebaker radio apparently will be mailed out on March the 12th. I'm looking forward to that. I finally did order it. Let's see. Gift coming from Idaho. I'll let you know what that is when it gets here on Wednesday. I think that's pretty much my topic list today. I will tell you, I still have not heard much going on from City Hall. I don't know what's going on there. I think right now there's a little bit of a waiting game going on down there. I think this whole thing, many things happened after the first of the year, and I think it kind of all mashed up together. And now I think they're all trying to sort it out and see what happens. And government doesn't move fast. So I think that they're trying to sort it all out. But I wouldn't be surprised if I saw a lot of those people on Friday at the event at Kingston. So who knows? Maybe we'll have a conversation. I don't have any ill will toward any of those people. We're covering stories. I mean, let's be honest. That's what we're doing here. We're covering stories. Now, do we speculate sometimes? Yeah, of course we do. But is it ever meant to hurt anybody? No, it's not. So, you know, I hope we see everybody. I hope all the local politicians come out. I certainly think they should for this particular event on Friday at 3:30. All right, I think we have a call coming in here. We're going to take. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning from Idaho, Scott.
Hey, good morning from Idaho. It is, now let me see if I get this right, 6:29 in Idaho.
Yep, I just got off work and I just tuned in.
You know what's interesting? Yesterday we had somebody call in from Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. And I believe,
really?
Yes, and I believe that person is listening from Lock Haven this morning. You're calling in from Lewiston, Idaho. I'm broadcasting from Marion, Ohio. People are listening from Marion and Columbus and other places. So that to me is just fascinating.
Yeah.
So what's on the agenda this morning from Idaho before the sun comes up?
Nothing much, really. We got a little bit of snow last night, actually. It's in the 30s out here right now, 33 outside.
It's 55 here. The birds are chirping.
And we were in the 60s just a couple days ago, and then this happens.
Well, maybe that's headed our way.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't pay much attention to the news or the weather.
So do you have any thoughts on cults or friends that just get you, or the big Mary Ellen events coming up, or people who are married for a long time and die very close to each other?
Nothing in particular. I am excited about Mary Ellen's anniversary coming up. I'm really looking forward to that. And actually, while I'm on here, I do have a question for you, because I do pay attention to some of the news back home. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on the Westerville City Schools superintendent that resigned less than 5 months into having the job.
Well, I think it's an interesting story because... I mean, have they really pinpointed why they resigned at this point?
No, I was reading the article, and it's really vague.
Yeah, and I think that's what the story is at this point, until we know why they resigned. Because it could have been a pressure resign. Maybe somebody went to them and said, you need to go. Or they might have resigned because there's something they don't like. So I think it could be, until I know what the real reason is, it's hard to figure out. But I will say it certainly doesn't sound like it's just a normal thing.
Yeah, I find it odd that he resigned so soon, and the fact that from the few articles I've read, no reason is being given, at least at the moment.
Yeah, now what's your speculation after reading the articles as to what happened there?
Honestly, I don't know, because like one of the quotes from him in the article, he's saying, thank you for allowing me the privilege of serving as your superintendent. Westerville City Schools will always hold a special place in my heart. So it doesn't sound like he resigned out of not liking the job, you know. It sounded like he liked the school and liked what he did.
Right, which makes it an odd case, and I think...
Yeah.
that's what I'm thrown by in this particular case is it doesn't seem like he has any ill will, but yet,
no.
Does that mean he's leaving on his own? Is that the idea?
Right. Like maybe he just realized that the job wasn't for him and he wants a lower down position or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It's very peculiar.
Yeah.
So no in particular thoughts.
No, not really. Just listening. Figured I'd call in for a couple minutes.
So what's it? We know what the weather's like in Idaho. How's the job going?
Pretty good so far.
Now, when you were in Marion, were you aware of Mary Ellen? Or in Ohio, I guess. No. I should say.
No, I was not. I actually learned about her through your show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just think there's something to what she has accomplished in the time that she has accomplished it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
her history is impressive.
I just 25 years to do all that, and I think, I hope that's the message that we're able to convey, is that anybody can do anything, and that's what I really hope happens.
Yes, I agree.
Because because I don't know that people believe that anymore, and that's very unfortunate.
Yeah, the growth mindset is not common these days.
No, and it really should be. I don't know why people just don't. I don't know. People should go for it. I mean, they should really. If you want to do something, go for it. What's the worst that could happen?
I feel like it's just people have that fear of failure, and they'd rather not even risk failing and just do things.
Well, you know, I don't think that that's. I don't know. You know what? It's okay to fail. Failure should not be how you gauge everything. I just don't.
No, you learn from your failures.
I think you do. I think you do, and I think, you know, you have to expect to have some failures along the way, or how would you know what success is?
Right.
So
exactly right.
I just think that's very, very important. But like I say, I am very excited about being able to take Carrington, because I know you're fans of them, taking Carrington and Matt along on these events and having them speak in front of these big groups as well, because I don't think they've ever gotten a chance to do that. And I like being able to do that.
Yeah.
I just keep pushing people along. I think they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, you're a good mentor, Scott.
Well, I don't know about that, but hopefully I get it done.
Hey, stop selling yourself short.
Well, I'll just tell you, I don't know that I was ever a good mentor to anybody because I think, I don't know, because you know what? They have their own talent. Now, did I give them a forum for their own talent? I'd have done that. I'll take credit for that, giving them a forum, but they did it on their own. I didn't do anything.
Right, I get what you mean.
So, yeah, but same thing can be said for Pastor Craig. Same thing can be said, but Pastor Craig worked the radio stations. Linda did as well. But, you know, just giving people the forum to do what they do very well. So, you know, Adam, same thing. He was at other radio stations. Jessica Hauser, she was on with me. So it's just giving people the forum. I certainly don't tell them what to do, I just think it's hard to spot talent, but I think everybody.
Kinda
I don't
like.
Yeah.
Kind of like the man with the golden voice or Susan Boyle.
Yes.
Kind of reveals itself. It gets discovered.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a person on this station who doesn't have talent right now. Now there have been in the past. Again, I'm not knocking anybody, but they know who they are. They know who was good and who was bad. But right now, I think if you tune into this station at any point, no matter who's talking or what they're doing, I think they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, everybody is great at what they do.
Yeah, and I think I couldn't have always said that, but I certainly can say it now, and I think that's why we will. I think everybody, to my knowledge, is going to be. I mean, they've only let I'm not doing the inviting. It's Kingston's event, but it is open to the public, so I think most people will be there from the station that I'm aware of, but I don't know for sure. But I think that's just the close knitness of the family here at the station.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's fun. I enjoy the idea of taking that. It's about feeling proud, to be honest with you, of people. And I'm proud of them. But you know what? I'm also proud of other people. I like that. You know, there have been a lot of kids, and I say kids, people under 20 is what I'm going to go for here, who I've been around that I think of, again, they're not my kids, but I think that I am proud of what they're doing. I'll tell you the other day, there's a kid who goes to, I believe, River Valley. I think I got that right. And he has always wanted to be a firefighter. Now, I don't have any big personal connection to this kid. I've just met him a few times. We've had some great conversation. He's a great conversationalist. He's a fun kid. And he is... taking steps toward doing that now, very serious steps, doing well in sports, doing well in his activities at school, and getting, I guess they would be scholarships or at least things to help pay for what he wants to do. And and works. I mean, how can you not be proud of somebody like that?
Yeah, because, like, I'm in that age group. I'm 22, and... I see some people that I went to school with that have their own businesses and they're already starting families. And then I see other people and I just look at them and I'm like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be somebody who you even work with. Like, I can be proud of that person. When I heard that story, I thought, you know, that's a great story. That's so cool that that person is doing that. Because I would have guessed that they would have done that. Because meeting them, they are just a smart... and a lot of people can't have conversations now that age. Smart,
right?
Entertaining, good kid. Just a good kid. It's hard sometimes to be proud of certain people.
Right.
You know, I don't. People in cults. It's hard to be proud of people in cults. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, like I have people that that I work with that I'm proud of. I have a new hire that just got out of her first 90 days, and she's a single mother, and she was on some pretty hard drugs for a while, and she just celebrated 1 year sober. And she's got this job and making more money than she ever has in her life. And I'm proud of her. And she's proud of herself for how far she's come from the way that she used to be.
That's very good. Very good. And I'll tell you, you're going to have to listen on Friday morning because Pastor Craig's going to be filling in for me from 8 to 10 because I'll be at one of these Mary Ellen events. But we're going to try to live stream it. So we're going to give that a try. So you might get to hear the Mary Ellen event on the air, if possible. But if not, listen to Pastor Craig and call into his show on Friday morning.
Well, I'll be off work on Friday, so whatever you guys are doing, I'll be there from here.
Well, don't miss it. Well, hey, thanks for calling in early from Idaho.
Yep, it was good talking to you this morning.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our friend in Idaho. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm telling you, the technology is fascinating. So many people listening here in Marion, call from Lewiston, Idaho, people listening in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, Florida, so on and so forth. A national show, really. I tell you, at some point I'm going to have to turn into Larry King and start announcing where people are calling in from. 740-751-4038, if there's anything on your mind. Now, I know a lot of people like to talk about the local politics. Is there anything going on locally that's striking you odd at this point? I still don't understand the park thing. That's the big mystery to me right now. I don't know what happened with the park, and everybody I've talked to about the park seems to be confused. What was Scherzer Park? Yeah. And is now Founders Park again. Everybody's got a little confusion about that. I'm confused about that. I don't know how you change the name of a park and then put a new sign up, and then within 2 months you put the park back to the what? How does that happen? I'm sure there's a logical explanation somewhere, and I hope it's not a nefarious reason that it was done, but I don't know. It's the most confusing thing I've ever seen. One day, another sign will be gone, and a new name will be on that park downtown. You never know. And by the way, about the documents that I received a few weeks ago, it's been such a busy time. I've went through the documents, and I am going to bring them to the air, but next week I should be a little more open, time-wise, to be able to do that after these events with Mary Ellen are over this week. So hopefully I'll have a little more time to do that starting next week. Are you excited about the big solar eclipse? Oh boy, we're all talking about that. I just can't imagine 3 minutes is going to be so exciting. Now, maybe I'm on a different planet, and I just don't understand the significance of this. But I assume if you're in this area, you might walk outside during those 3 minutes if you have your protective glasses to see what's going on. But that it's going to be some great, big, huge event, I just don't understand that. I don't even know what the appeal is. I really don't. I mean, and heaven forbid if it's an overcast day. And don't forget, it is April showers, so there's a good chance that it could be an overcast day. Well, what are you supposed to do on eclipse day? Do you go out and have dinner? Do you play games? Do you take bets? I don't know what you do. I don't know what the thing is besides looking at it. And is it really all that exciting? Are there going to be pictures all over social media that day showing the eclipse, and we're getting ready for the eclipse, and we're having eclipse parties on a Monday afternoon? I don't know. 55 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind. And again, the topics this morning are wide-ranging, from married couples who die within a certain amount of time of each other. You know, sometimes days, sometimes weeks. We've talked about cults. We've talked about friends who just get you and you get them. We've talked about being proud of people. We've talked about the eclipse. We certainly have had a wide local politics. We've had a wide-ranging group of topics this morning that certainly anybody who feels the interest in could jump in here and talk about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, this brings me to the other mystery in life. And that's what happened to Harding's dog collar. Now, I know people are getting tired of me talking about this, but to be honest with you, this is a mystery that needs to be solved. So every so often, I am going to bring it up. Now, how in the world has Harding's dog collar been gone for 12 years now, and nobody knows where this thing is? I mean, as far as I know, we still have a $5,000 reward. We have had the prosecutor say he's not going to prosecute. We have had the police chief saying he would not press charges. There is a $5,000 reward for this thing. What is the point of keeping it? And why would somebody not want to come forward in this particular case? I mean, that baffles me. And you know what else baffles me is that nobody seems to know anything. How is that possible? Everybody talks about everything. Everybody gossips like crazy. How in the world has this bit of gossip stayed so quiet for so long? That blows my mind. I really have no idea how this has happened. If anybody knows, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I really have zero idea how this has stayed hidden for so long. I don't know. What could you have done with it? I mean, President Harding's dog's dog collar? I don't even know. What could you have done with it? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. We haven't done this in quite some time on the program, so I'm going to do it here today. Last night, Pastor Craig called me, and I could not find my phone when he called, so I had to call him back. So I thought this would be an interesting Family Feud topic to do this morning, and we haven't done the Family Feud in a long while, so we've got about 10 minutes here. Name a place where people tend to lose their keys. Now, we've got four answers here. Name a place where people tend to lose their keys. Four big answers. Does anybody have them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A place where people tend to lose their keys. Four answers. Does anybody know any of the four answers? Now, clearly, I didn't know anything because I just barely found the phone. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the keys were forgotten in the front door.
Front door. Like, no front door, but a good guess. No front door, but not a bad guess there. We'll take any guess at this point. Name a place where people tend to lose their keys. A place where people tend to lose their keys. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A place where people tend to lose their keys. Four answers left to go here. 10 minutes left in this hour. 50 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have a guess? A place where people tend to lose their keys. Go ahead, caller.
In the couch cushion?
Couch number one on the list. You got it. The couch is number one on the list. Couch number one on the list. A place where people tend to lose their keys. Couch is number one. Three other answers left to go. A place where people tend to lose their keys. That's how it's worded. Name a place where people tend to lose their keys. Couch is number one. Three other big answers to go here in the next 9 minutes here on the program. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the other three answers? A place where people tend to lose their keys. Well, I guess at this point you can think, where were my keys? Where did I lose them at? Where were they? Where did I find them? Couch is the big one. You know, the cushions, that's where I found my phone last night. So I guess that would probably have been my answer, being number one on the list. But there are three other big answers here. Does anybody know what they are? Coming back and revisiting the old Family Feud here this morning. We have not done this, as I say, in quite some time. Name a place where people lose their keys. Go ahead, caller.
What about in a coat pocket? You forgot which coat you put them in the pocket of.
No coat pocket, but a good guess.
Okay.
No coat pocket, but certainly not a bad guess. Name a place where people tend to lose their keys. Couch is number one. Four other big answers to go here. Does anybody know what the other four answers are? If you do, let us know. Couch was number one. I think the couch swallows a lot of things. But what are the other three? Place where people tend to lose their keys. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
This may sound crazy, but I have found mine hanging in the door in the morning.
Well, you know what? That's an easy thing to do. Not in the door, but I think I've done that myself.
Okay, and I was wondering about that, the Founders Park deal.
Yes.
Would the Parks and Recreation Department know why it was changed?
You know, they might. I contacted Jason Schauber about it a while back. He didn't even know that it had happened and that it had been flipped back. So I was waiting to hear back from him, but that's been a
while. Yeah, his department would be in charge of it, you would think.
Yeah, it's very strange. But, you know, the Parks Department, I don't think they meet a whole lot. And I know they voted to do it because that's what the sign said, the Schertzer Park sign said, is that they took a unanimous vote. So it's weird that that went down the way it did. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was the same at the same meeting where they took Ayers and Jason off of their committees.
You know, I mean, if
that sunshine thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it turns out to be a political thing, is why they changed this. That's going to be very poor. I think. I don't know.
Sleazy.
Yeah. Why would you do that? I mean, you name the park for him. The sign said because he'd been mayor for 16 years. That's why you did it. So why it got changed back? I mean, did people really complain? Can't imagine.
I don't think anybody complained, but I won't say. You probably know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I just, it's so weird to me that happened, because I mean, they have to spend money on those signs and to make that Schertzer Park sign and do away with it, and then to make a new Founders Park sign.
Yeah, well, somebody likes to not let somebody else have the attention, I guess.
Well, it'll come out in the end, and that's going to look pretty petty on somebody's behalf.
And I think the dog collar's a lost cause. I think probably whoever took it it wasn't what they expected. I think they thought they were going to get a bunch of gold or whatever it was, and it didn't turn out to be such a profitable thing, and they never told anybody, and they just tossed it. That's what it sounds like after all these years. Because, like you said, somebody would know something if it was, and this person probably just tossed it and didn't tell nobody.
But you know what's weird about that? What I will say, and I think the only thing it's maybe comparable to is Lady Justice. Now, it took over 30 years for Lady Justice to come back because everybody thought it was either gone or destroyed or whatever. Now, if you go back and listen to that story when it finally was recovered, it was certain people knew who had it. Now, even if the dog collar was tossed, back in 2012 when this was stolen, I assume the person would have talked to somebody then, even if they did toss it. That how did this become such a... They had no brothers or sisters or mothers or friends. They didn't say anything to anybody, and even if the end result is they did toss it, why can't we know that? We know that nobody's going to press any charges. What?
Probably maybe the person passed away or had an accident, and
I would have to think it was a young. But I would, I would have to think it was a young person to climb that ladder like that, and I just don't quite get. Why, even if the dog collar is not findable, why the story is not tellable of what happened to it?
Yeah, I suppose, unless, you know, the person didn't. They were just a person that got into a lot of trouble a lot, and an accident befell them. It's hard to know.
Well, like I said, the other odd thing, just for people out there listening, the other odd thing is, They were looking for the dog collar. They could have stolen something on the first floor that would have been a lot easier. They could have stolen something on the second floor other than they took one thing, the dog collar. They broke the window to do it, and that's what they took. So even if they didn't think it was worth anything, even if they, why would you go to all that trouble to throw it away? put a ladder on a building that you leave, break a window, take one item to what? Throw it away?
Like I said, maybe they thought that the gold was more easily accessible or whatever.
I don't know. I would have to think that they were gunning for that. They had to have seen it, I think, before that particular night.
But with the reward, if anybody did know anything at all, you think they would come forward if there was still a person alive that knew anything. I mean, you would jump at this reward.
You know, the only thing I can figure is, because you're right, it doesn't make any sense, because the reward's out there, the police chief has said no charges, the prosecutor has said no charges. The only thing that makes sense to me in this whole thing is it's got to be somebody who people might know, and it would hurt their reputation. Now, that might be a reason you wouldn't want to tell.
But Charlie come forward.
Dick Carey, Dick Carey event, but it took Dick Carey a long time. Dick Carey did not come forward when it was originally found. A matter of fact, I think the story was at the time that people had just dropped it off in his yard because he was the president of the Historical Society. You know, I think everybody lied at that time to cover that up. And it was many, many years later, I think the 2000s, before Dick ever fully admitted to it.
Mm-hmm. But thank goodness Charlie wasn't afraid to keep it under wraps after he. But I can't remember now if he knew from the very beginning, if it was just later on when that.
Somebody called the station. Somebody called the station and told him who it was, but he did go along with the not telling who it was for all those years.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We'll
see.
Get back to you.
Yep. Thanks.
I'm sorry I took up all the time.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, we're out of time for
You're
this day.
You're listening
Scott Spears
to the Talking Place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too magic. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm.